But the sad thing is we don't have a progressive wing of the Democratic Party
that can really bring Russ Feingold.
That to me, I tell you, it's the end of an era for me, man. When you get people like Paul Wellstone and Russell Feingold, no longer major voices in the Senate, going all the way back to Brother Bill Bradley, we are in deep trouble. Mm-hmm. And it was Russell Feingold who said that the U.S. Senate represented in many ways legalized bribery and normalized corruption. Durbin echoing Senator Durbin saying that the American Banking Association has colonized the U.S. Senate. He was independent. He was courageous. He bore witness to justice. I shall forever salute his example. And yet, can you believe he's beat by a neophyte Tea Party act?
Well, it raises, It raises a serious question as to whether or not progressivism is dead. And when you don't have a single progressive, Kennedy's gone now, of course. Feingold's gone now. Barbara Boxer's still there, and she pulled out here in California.
But she's more liberal than progressive.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't have really any real progressives in the U.S. Senate. In the House, a number of progressives, you know, lost on the House side. Of course, you got a couple of progressives in the Congressional Black Caucus. But the point we're making here is that progressives took a beating on the Senate side and on the House side, and it raises the question again whether or not progressivism in Washington is dead.
Keep in mind, though, that the Blue Dog Caucus lost over 55% of their folk, and the Progressive Caucus only lost about 3 or 4%.
So one
could argue the Progressive Caucus is still strong.
So one could argue that the Liberal Caucus in the House is actually stronger now.
That's right.
Because Pelosi, you know, all those blue dogs who who've been nipping at her heels.
She and Rahm Emanuel and Schumer brought in 2006. Gone.
All those blue dogs that have been nipping at her heels are gone.
That's right.
And, you know, the liberals that did hold on are still there. So one could argue, I guess, that the Liberal Caucus, the Progressive Caucus, is stronger now in the House than it was before the election in some ways.
Well, stronger relative to what they were before.
Right.
But it's weak given the fact that the Republicans are now running things in the House.